Bless you, Sister Sandra, prophetess of the Most High, my speaker, my teacher. God has gifted your hands. You're going to cut off certain people and certain individuals, for the Lord says, I'm raising thee up to be a voice. And you will be one that will give people beauty for ashes. You will be one that will teach and bring my people to a new level. For the Lord says to thee that this is a season where you're going to have an opportunity to get things that's going to work out in your favor professionally. You're going to come into a time, woman of God, that you're going to begin to review some things and you're going to move forward. You're in a season where God says you're going to soar. You're in a season where the Lord says don't be too quick to trust new people in your life. You're in a season where the Lord says that your caring nature is going to attract all kinds of people, including the emotional and the needy. So God says, set firm boundaries to protect yourself and prevent people from taking advantage of you. Oh, prepare thyself, for this is a season of a new beginnings. This is a season where the Lord says, I'm going to bless you in some new ways. And God said, it's going to be undeniable, for my favor, my glory shall rest upon thee. And you're going to do some tremendous things for the kingdom of God. And God says, even in this season, the miracle in your finances. God says, shout three times, miracle in my finances, miracle in my finances, miracle in my finances. And you're going to see that as you stay upon the principles and following the word of God according to the T. For the Lord said, this is a season where you must cross every I and dot, cross every T and dot every I. While I will cause you to see me in a realm that you've never seen me before, I will cause you to come into a season where my will and my purpose shall be made known unto thee, and I shall reveal even the hidden things. So prepare thyself in this season, for I bring you into a season in a time of newness. I bring you into a season in a time of a fresh start. Oh, get thyself ready, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, for this is an hour. This is a season where I'm going to help you. This is a season where I'm going to pour into your life, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. This is a season where the Lord says, I heal thee psychologically and physically. I bring you into a season where the Lord says, guard any kind of medications that you may be taking. Ask for information, check prescriptions, test things. Go on the internet and see what it's saying, because there could be some kind of a side effects surrounding medicine. For the Lord says that you're going to step into a season where things are going to begin to take form for thee, and you're going to see some excellent things opening up for thee, even in the area of real estate. For the heavens have favored thee, woman of God, and you're going to see that things are about to go your way. Now the Lord says, prepare for unusual protection, unusual favor that is going to come into your hands, for the patterns have been broken. And the Lord says, the stress that has been upon you have come to an end. Get thyself ready, because God says you're moving to the next level. You're moving to a new cycle. You're moving to a new dimension. And I will bless the works of your hands. For whatever your hands touch, he says, I'll bless it. And wherever your feet go, he says, I'll bless it. And to those who bless you, I'll bless them. And for those who attempt to curse you, I will curse them. For the Lord said, they have not yet seen truly, truly, truly the gift that I have placed inside of thee. Oh, but they will see, and they will know that I have raised thee up, and that my hand does rest upon thee. Now the Lord says, teach, woman of God, teach my people. Be the teacher. Be the voice. Be the oracle that I have called you to be. For I have sought thee out, and I have found great pleasure in thee. I have sought thee out, a woman of truth, a woman of values, a woman that will raise my people up, a woman that will deliver my people. Oh, you will be my prophetic deliverer. Now listen to the word from the other prophets, Prophetess Griffin. Thank you. Thank you. I touch your blood. I touch the kidney area. Inabako shanda. Remede beko shaba. Even around the eyes I touch. I heal thee. Watch sugar intake. It is not God's plan for diabetes. Watch what you eat and protect your health, even in this hour. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Sandra. Sister Sandra, I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's developing you. God says that there's going to be fruitful new beginnings. I'm hearing God says that he's doing something with a relationship. And I'm hearing God says that partners are coming forth. That is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sandra. And I concur. And God also says that there's going to be an addition to the family. The family's going to start expanding. It's almost going to be like a baby boom. It's going to be a lot of new generations that's going to be birthed between this year and next year throughout your family. And God said those children shall be blessed. and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Sandra. I just hear God saying wealth and reward, wealth and reward. You're going into a season, coming into a season where the wealth and the reward is going to be your portion, and God says you're going to shine and bring forth a greater glory. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sandra. I hear the word of the Lord saying trust. For Father God says he's causing you to trust again. Father God says don't look back, just trust. Father God says forgive and forget in this season. And Father God says your true forgiveness is going to be when you've forgotten it completely. I do hear Father God saying this is a season of emotional healing, and God says emotional blessing. And that is the word of the Lord.